special for this time slot, titled Ethylene Productions in Relation to Drought Tolerance of Tall Fescue, had been withdrawn by the authors. However, we were able to find a replacement talk thanks to Dr. Yanqi Wu. The title of the talk is Recent Development of Breeding Cold Tolerant Bermuda Grass. Author and presenter Yanqi Wu.
Thanks. Good afternoon. We need to warm up a little bit. I would like to take this opportunity to provide some updates of my current turf Bermuda grass breeding and genetic research activities. Before I'm going to focus on my breeding work, I would like to introduce OSU Turf Bermuda Grass Development Team, which is a cross-department in several disciplines. First one is Dr. Jeff Anderson, professor in plant stress physiology. He's leading on the cold hardiness test. Dr. Mike Anderson is associate professor in molecular biology. Dr. Greg Bell, professor in turf grass science, recently leading on the shade tolerance study. Dr. Dennis Martin is professor in turf grass science extension. He's leading on the comprehensive test in the moving studies. Also studies the drought tolerance studies and tests the salt tolerance strengths. Also, he's working with the recovery speed. Dr. Justin Moss, assistant professor in turf grass science, he's now leading on the drought tolerance study. And Dr. Charles Tyler Farrell, Regents professor, who founded this program and retired in 2006. So I have an opportunity to continue this pipeline. Dr. Nathan Walker is professor in plant pathology, focused on the spring dead spot disease. And myself, associate professor in breeding and genetics, I will focus a little bit on this. Well, turf Bermuda grass is a major warm season grasses used in the turf. It has multiple uses, can fold the lawns, sports field, golf courses, also public parks. Not only is it important in the United States, used worldwide. You can see the images from Beijing, China, used in the Olympics. I shoot pictures in the Argentina and in the Morocco. Especially in the countries around the Mediterranean Sea, recent years they demanded more Bermuda grass because they use Bermuda grass to replace cool season grasses on the golf courses due to the water limitations. Well, Bermuda grass is important also, I want to mention, because it can tolerate abuses very well. Bermuda grass belong to the genus Cynodon, and within the genus, according to Jack Harlan's work, there are 8 species. Only 2 species important for the turf grass breeding. One species, Cynodon dactylon, common name, common Bermuda grass. This species is very genetically very diverse. It distributed from 45 degrees south latitude to 53 degrees north latitude. So this geographic distribution made its evolution for the genetic diversity. From this image, you can see typically each inflorescence consists of 4 racemes. A small plant we can develop for the turf use. Larger plants normally develop for the forage use. And another important species I need to mention that Cynodon transvallensis, which is originated in South Africa, so gave the name African Bermuda grass. This Bermuda grass is very short, has tiny and fine leaves. Typically one raceme or one inflorescence consisting of 2 racemes, sometimes one. This grass is distributed in a relatively small region from Transvaal province, about 100 kilometers wide, 400 kilometers length, a region. So there are limited genetic diversity, but from Dr. Converse's study and my own study, there are diversity there. From these two species, currently we have two types of varieties, one seeded cold wars developed solely in Sanadon Dagdalam. Clonal varieties developed by several ways. One way is crossing between plants from Sanadon Dagdalam and Sanadon Transvalensis. For example, Tifui. Well, Tifui is not a good example. There are some backstories here. But Tifui Green is a good example. Many mutations also selections from this type of triploid plants. Only one is tetraploid interspecific hybrid, which is a Patriot. Also currently released includes clonal selections from Sanadon Dagdalam. And very few released many years ago from Sanadon Transvalensis. OSU Turf Bermuda Grass Breeding Program and Genetics Research Program is a long-term program initiated in 1986 with funding from USGA. Over the years, we have the goal to develop fine-textured, cold-tolerant, seeded, vegetatively propagated varieties. Recently, we got funding from USGA and USDA, so we added shade tolerance, drought tolerance, salinity tolerance into our target traits for the improvement. My current work, Objective 1, assemble, evaluate, and maintain the Sanadon germplasm, primarily focusing on the Sanadon Dagdalam and the Sanadon Transvalensis. The left image, you can see Dr. Teferi, his nursery I inherited now. Also, I established new nursery in 2007. This materials provided we have over 700 turf materials. And this provides good material for the graduate genetic research, also provide materials for my breeding work. My current working objective to improve the germplasm for targeted traits. This is a basic conventional breeding. I use single crosses with two parents. One is Africans, one is common Bermuda grass. You can see that small isolated nursery. Three rows Africans, that's a lighted green color, and dark green color, short plant, that's a common Bermudas. Then I collect the seed from each parent. Then germinate the seed in the greenhouse. After the seedlings developed, maybe 4 inches tall, we put it into the ground. One example, that 2008 spaced selection nursery, which contained 1,800 plants. Then after 2 years evaluation and screening, I select 20-some materials. Go to the next step. Let's go to Dr. Dennis Martin's moving test. Second way we improve the germplasm, we use a polycross in Sanadon Dagdalam. And when after polycross, you can see that's a selection nursery. We put 500 plants there and selected for the yield, seed yield, and turf quality. After selections, we made new crosses for the synthetics. That's narrow base, maybe 3 parents or maybe 5 parents. Also, we continue that population. We call it recurrent phenotypic selection, and normally 25 to 50 parents. My working area number 3, develop and use molecular markers. Recently, we have interest in the simple sequence repeat, we call that SSR markers, because it's a co-dominant markers. And Bermuda grass is a common Bermuda grass from diploid to the tetraploid to the hexaploid. We need co-dominant markers to work. You can see we select the unique plants, that plants with strips, we call it zebra. Isolate DNAs, then cultures, bacteria, the libraries, we have 5 SSR enriched libraries. AC, AG, ATG, CAG, AAC. We sequence these libraries totally. We sequence 3,800. And from this sequences, we design primers. Then these geodes show you the amplified primer pairs with original DNA. If they produce targeted bands in the targeted region, we go to the next step. If not, we just put them away. From this study, we already completed, just recently, developed a little over 1,000 SSR markers, these genomic SSR markers, for common Bermuda grass. Working objective of field 4, developed and released new cultivars. In 2007, I inherited two clones, and we submitted these two clones, OKC-1119, OKC-1134, to the 27 National Turf Grass Evaluation Program, Bermuda Grass Test. They established plots 2007 and collected quality data 2008, 2009, 2010. You can see the quality, these two clonals are very similar to Tiff Wei, if not better than Tiff Wei. So it's enough to support a release? No, because this is very similar to Tiff Wei. We need to find something better than Tiff Wei. Well, one important objective we work to improve the coat hardness. This is our internal study. We use freezing chamber performed by Dr. Jeff Anderson. You can see OKC-1119, OKC-1134, Midland, and Tiff Wei. Midland is the national standard for coat hardness in the NTAP test. So these three materials, statistically no difference, but significantly better than Tiff Wei. Well, we also have something separate these two varieties from the Midland. Why is the turf quality better than Midland? Also, Midland has problem that salt tensile strength. So these two varieties, two clones, have a salt tensile strength equal to the Tiff Wei or maybe better in some tests. We propose to release them in an Oklahoma Agricultural Experiment Station, releases two clones and named Latitude 36 for OKC-1119, named North Bridge for OKC-1134 in last year, that 2010. This year, we licensed these two clones, two new varieties to the salt solutions. They have the exclusive license for commercialize these two new varieties. Well, this is the last one. This is the first time you're not going to move. Acknowledgement. The staff members, Dr. Tim Samuels, Gary Williams, Sharon Williams in my team, Mr. Stephen Batten in Dr. Martin's team, Dr. Kerman Su in Dr. Justin Moore's team, and Mr. Kong Jingko in Dr. Greg Bell's team provide technical assistance. Our graduate student Chen Cheng Tan in my lab and Holly Han in Dr. Dennis Martin's direction supported this work. We also got funding from USG for a long time, Oklahoma Agricultural Experiment Station, Oklahoma Turf Grass Research Foundation, recently with the leadership of Dr. Baker Chandra, collaborating with a breeder scientist from University of Florida, University of Georgia, NC State. We work on this project, develop drought tolerance and salinity tolerance turf grass species. Thank you. Yes. The control?
Oh, no, you had mentioned that Tiff Wei is not a good use of
a triploid. Okay, okay. Tiff Wei is a selection from materials from South Africa, not breeding products. So I say we use breeders use crossing, Africans cross with commons to produce triploid varieties. That's the first one. teeth fine, not teeth green. 7-1 teeth green. After teeth green release, Dr. Glenn Burton released teeth whey, which is a selection from package of seed. That's an African Bermuda grass seed. That's a trans hybrid. That's, I mentioned, a little bit different from the program breeding. Yes? Yes.
How far north do you think they can adapt?
Well, I would say this way. As we move north, we have a higher risk of winter chaos. Well, if we move to North Stillwater, Oklahoma, that state, we just barely winter chaos. If we move to the 40, let's say 38, 39, probably some harsh winters, they will receive about 32% or more winter chaos. But averagely, maybe 50% or 60% they can survive winters. We have plots or University of Missouri and I think Purdue University, they have plots. There are some winter chaos. So that's a gradual moving, not absolutely number.
Patriot,
very similar. Statistically similar, but genetically they are different. Yeah. I would like to this way. Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Patriot and Riviera, relating to the previous question, of course, really extended the northern range, and I expect that the new releases will be similar or better. However, Patriot has not done well in the southern Bermuda grass use area, particularly in Florida. What are your expectations for these new releases? Are they going to do much better in the southeastern region or southern region in comparison to Patriot?
Good question. First of all, we did notice some issues with Patriot in the south, especially in Florida. But from the current NTAP test, these two new clones probably have better performance in Florida, in Georgia, in many places. Because averagely, they rank at least two times number one, or two times number two. We know Tiffway is a beautiful clonal variety, the best performance in that region. So I still believe these two varieties have good application in that region.
Thank you.